Life is a journey. What's your story? Hello, Radio St. Pete. I am Nanette Weiser, your host today on The Great Read with our friend Dominic Howarth from Book and Bottle. Welcome, Dominic.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what is going on at Book and Bottle. I understand it's banned books this month.
Yes. So some, from September 21st till September 28th, it's National Banned Books Week. We love championing banned books, challenge books. We feel like reading is a great way for connecting and hearing stories that aren't necessarily your own, but can still bring us all together. And so on the that Saturday, we're going to be having a boozy banned book festival in which we're going to be displaying banned books, banned and challenged authors. We're going to be having really, really fun book specials in which you like buy four, you get one free. Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
So let's just do a shout out for our friend Tiffany Rosano, who also edits Pad. She is a big, big banned books person. Tell us some of the books that are banned that are currently in discussion. It's just been, how should we say, a kerfuffle.
Absolutely a kerfuffle. Great word. So one that we just read for our book club was The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. And that was a really, really fun book club to discuss why it's challenged, whether it should or shouldn't be, what makes a story appropriate, and like why we need these stories in our country. Bluest Eye. So a lot of Toni Morrison's books, James Baldwin's books, Go Tell It on the Mountain. One of our biggest sellers, Sarah J. Maas, her Court of Thorns and Roses series, is banned in many, many, many jurisdictions. It's fascinating.
You know, I think about Salman Rushdie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the attempt on his life, and the fact that he had to go in hiding for so many years. And you know, at the time we were in such an uproar, and yet we're not in an uproar anymore.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think, Dominic?
I think there's the nation is quick to forget. I think there is a really, really fast response, and then people kind of go on with their lives. And so I think it's really important to continue seeing that these artists and these writers are what help move nations and people forward.
Well, we're very delighted, and that date on that event at Book and Bottle is?
The 21st.
Very good. So what do you want to talk about next, or should we move on to the pre-Halloween?
Let's start. You know I love horror. You know I love the spooky season, and even though the seasons don't necessarily change like in other places, I always like to say September 1st is the start of the spooky season here in Florida. So yes, let's talk spooky books.
Well, my favorites, I'm going to ask you your favorites, mm-hmm. Shirley Jackson.
Oh.
Shirley
master.
Jackson, and Stephen King, the early Stephen Kings. What about you?
I also am on the Shirley Jackson train. When I read The Haunting of Hill House, my life changed forever. I thought I would never read anything nearly as gothic or as perfect. And then I found Mariana Enriquez. So Mariana Enriquez is compared to Shirley Jackson. She's known as the Shirley Jackson of Argentina. You'd love her. She moonlights as a journalist and writes these short, scary stories on the side. So her newest book is coming out next week. I'm going to be putting it in everybody's hands. It's called A Sunny Place for Shady People, which I believe is a name for St. Petersburg as a whole. And it's a series of...
You did not just say that.
I've lived here my whole life. I wear it with pride. It's a series of 12 macabre short stories that really like unnerve you, but she's just so good. You feel like you're around the campfire with your friends, just hearing and being on the edge of your seat, and like between faceless women and rotting people. It's just like everything you want for the spooky season.
I love that. And you know, talking about books for kids, so Goosebumps, I met him in San Diego when he was just thinking about doing it. Goosebumps, still classic scaries for kids.
Absolutely. Goosebumps is what turned me on to horror as a whole. My mom gave it to me when I was 8 to 9 years old and just set me on the path. So like putting these books into kids' hands is so, so important.
You know, even A Wrinkle in Time, the award-winning mm-hmm. book with Madeline L'Engle, the fact that you could tesseract,
yes.
you know, and it was spooky. The villains were spooky. And the other one is the one... oh my goodness gracious, that is with Margot Kidman, and she plays this evil person, and then there's...
Yes, what is it called? It's on the tip of my tongue, I'm forgetting.
We'll remember. And then the other one is the one with Lemony Perspicuity.
Oh, Lemony Snicket. Yeah,
I like my version better. Lemony Perspicuity.
So much more fun. Yeah,
yeah. We're doing tongue twisters today.
Exactly. Should have prepared.
He is a super scary.
Yeah, super creepy. Super another classic that's perfect for the Halloween season and for kids that my mom gave me was Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. A lot of people don't think of necessarily Ray Bradbury as like writing for kids, but that is a young adult book if I've ever read it, about these two boys on October 1st and a dark carnival comes into town. And reading it again last year, it really connected to my youth and really is the entire reason why I love the season like I do. Perfect, perfect book.
Well, for those of you who are going into the spooky season, please remember that our friend Rui at the St. Pete Museum of History and our friend Brandy Stark, the paranormal expert, have some haunted tours, right?
Ooh, yes, they do.
Is your bookstore haunted?
So it is. I think every good bookstore has a ghost. We call her Sylvia. We believe she came with the chandelier.
That's my mother's name.
Oh, really?
She probably came with the scotch.
Yeah, she... Precisely. No, but there'll be books up that'll just kind of fly across the room. There'll be like weird noises at night when we stay late to clean up. So it's either just the settlings of a house or it's way more interesting to think that we have a ghost.
Well, of course, Haslam's in the day when it was open. Famous ghost.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah, maybe... The Haslam's ghosts got bored and moved on to us.
Yeah, I think so. So another great holiday coming up is Oktoberfest, and it's already rolling out the Barrow places around town, Mastries, all the German places, the German-American Club. We'll talk more about that on Let's Go Guide. But I'm looking for anything that has to do with beer, German cooking, Oktoberfest.
Perfect, yes. So a lot of things that people sleep on at Book and Bottle is our beer list. People don't even realize that we sell beer. And we have a really nice curator beer list that will really delight your fancy. We have something for really everybody. So if you want to celebrate Oktoberfest at our bar, please, please do. We also have, in my opinion, one of the biggest cookbook selections in town.
You do.
Truly a whole wall full of books defined by not only genre of cookbook, but by regionality. So no matter what you enjoy and want to stretch your wings, maybe come and buy a German cookbook.
And you know, cookbooks are great for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
And Dahlia Colon, our friend, has a wonderful cookbook. Any other local authors with cookbooks?
Other local authors with cookbooks? Not that I'm currently carrying right now, but I'm always on the lookout. So always want to make sure I'm supporting local, especially our chefs.
So especially local, let's talk about new local authors. Let's first talk about not a new local author, but Tamara Lush.
Oh, yes. So great.
Talk about her.
Oh, just love her to death. Just a really wonderful person. The way that she constructs sentences is just electrifying. I could just read her books for hours and hours and hours. Absolutely adore her. Please, also perfect for the season.
Please go to her website and find all her spooky Halloween theme books. New authors you have in from Florida and new books that are floating your boat.
Ooh, yeah. So what I love about books is sometimes there's a season to them and they come back. So maybe a book that came out earlier this year that is really starting to pop up on people's radars, Rita Bullwinkle's Headshot. So this is one that came out to very little fanfare and is now starting to get traction. It is about a middleweight female boxing competition, yes, and told from the perspective of all eight of the different women fighting. And I tell you, I'm having the time of my life reading this book. It is so interesting moving back and forth between all of the different characters, how you're at one moment in the fight and one moment, like 10 years in the past, hearing about this character and why she wears the hair this way and because it's her sister, so on and so forth. It is phenomenal. It was on Barack Obama's final book list of the year. It's freaking great. Another one that I really love is perfect for fall is Elizabeth Strout's Tell Me Everything. It is set in Maine during fall, and it's just a really beautiful, cozy read about friendship and the stories that often aren't told.
And, you know, I want to do a shout out also for Harry Potter. Because this is the season, if your kids have not read the Harry Potter books and the prequels and everything else, there's nothing more magic than a Harry Potter. And honestly, I just love it. I'm rereading them now. And it's just perfect. Also, the vampire series,
yes.
Also perfect.
They really define fall and winter for me. I remember growing up, and that was the time in which I'd reread them.
Absolutely. So you and I both love biographies and historical fiction. What's in the store that we should know about?
Oh, yeah. Historical fiction. Jodi Picoult just released a new book called Tell Me Everything, and it's a dual narrative about a woman today trying to write a screenplay, a stage play, I mean, and having a hard time getting it released. And then we go back in time, and it's about her great-great-great-great-grandmother, who ends up being the actual writer for William Shakespeare. Yes, but because she's a woman, she can't get her play done. So she ends up hiring this young nobody, William Shakespeare, to kind of take the front of it. And I just love the discussion of like women in the arts and about how they sometimes don't get their due. The discussion of history of was William Shakespeare truly the writer or was just the front man? I love Jodi Picoult. She just writes with such emotional depth, and this one is absolutely no different.
So for those of you who are just tuning into Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser, and I am talking with Dominic Howarth today of Book and Bottle. And we're going to move on to a book I'm reading, a biography of Debbie Harry.
Ooh.
I want to know about biographies about musicians because Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, is where local music lives.
Heck yeah.
What biographies about musicians are in the store?
Oh, yeah. So we have, I love music. Kendall, our general manager, loves music. So our music section is giant. We have a really cool one called the McCartney Tapes, which is all about McCartney when he was not with the Beatles, started off by himself and with Wings for those first 10 years. So really love that one. Next week, we are getting one from Fleetwood Mac that I'm really excited about, because if you love Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid, you need to know the source of where it came from, and that's Fleetwood Mac. So just so much drama.
So let me just jump in and say that our friends at the Florida Orchestra, who is a partner with Radio St. Pete, is doing a Fleetwood Mac tribute, and Chelsea Gallo is conducting, and that's coming up this month. So get the book. Go see the concert.
Exactly. Do the whole thing.
And then come back and talk to us. So finally, I want to just highlight some events. And I want to start with our friend John Miles, the podcaster of Passion Struck, who blesses us with his amazing interviews. He's Monday, 6:30. They're at Book and Bottle. Mm-hmm. Talk. Tickets come with a book. And
absolutely,
that's all we can say. But it is going to be very provocative. And I'm honored to be introducing him and asking questions, and it'll be a great time. What else is going on?
So we, as I mentioned before, we read The Bluest Eye for our book clubs. Our book clubs are always really, really fun. We're going to be reading, for those spooky people, Little Eyes by Samantha Schweblin, a very surrealistic Black Mirror take on technology. That's the last Thursday of the month in September. And then, as a saying goodbye to summer, we're reading God of the Woods by Liz Moore, which seems to be on everybody's TBR right now, about a missing person at summer camp in the 1970s. So those are two really, really fun events. Like I said before, the Banned Books Week, we're kicking off with the Boozy Book Fair. We are having a journaling and yoga retreat this coming Sunday, which is really exciting. It's really everything under the sun you can find at Book and Bottle. So.
Well, thank you so much, Dominic. A weekly jaunt to Book and Bottle is my idea of namaste. So parting words for our many listeners and those who love books.
Keep reading and keep connecting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.